Before I start, let me introduce you my family. Okay, this is my our family, okay? Last year, we have a new addition, a new member to our family when our daughter Mary Fanop, okay, our younger daughter is Amanda. Both of them are in the industry, okay, of bringing healing to people who are sick, okay, medically, all right? And ironically, okay, me and Pua, both of us, also contend for healing, okay? Not through the medical channel, but through the supernatural channel, okay? So between us and our children, we feel we got an upper hand, okay? Because a lot of time they come back to us and say, oh, this medication, this la, that la. Because the more you know the facts about sicknesses and illnesses, the more your faith gets shaken. Because whatever the doctors tell you worries you. But whatever God tells you encourages you and builds your faith. Believe me, okay? Our older daughter is at the far end, that side. Okay, she's Genevieve. She is in the financial technology industry, digital era. And she takes care of finances. So you see, we have got a very balanced family, okay? Finance also got people taking care of. Don't know whether she's listening or not, and she will say that, who say I'm going to finance you? Okay, but anyway, okay, that's our family, all right. But God has been really good. Our two girls grew up in this church before they went for further studies, and many of you all here, you know, including Justin there, you know, have been an influence upon her life, and many of you all as well. So those of us who are parents and who have children, rest assured and secure that you are in a good place where your children, if we lack in parenting and we do not know whether we are doing the best for our children or not, rest assured and secure. We have got our children church teachers who will do the extra work for us lah. Okay. Pressure on all of you, all teachers. All right. Okay. Today I'm talking, my topic is the last of the series of with the Holy Spirit. Pastor started off with thirst for the Spirit. Teresa took us to a very defining time of walking in the Spirit. Last week, Pastor Philip Lin gave us a huge time of being anointing, you know, in the Spirit. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that's just very behind the scene. It is to pray in the Spirit. All right. So, my next slide. So, with the Holy Spirit, we pray, okay? And for me, praying in the Spirit is the extremely important area, because that's where we connect with God. Then we say it is no longer we, but it is God, okay? That God increase, that I decrease, okay? This is the very place. And it's very safe and very secure, because you hand everything over to God and say, God, it is your show, God. God, you take over, okay? That is very safe. So while I stand here, I say like that, actually, I'm not sure whether, you know, I'm able to do that or not, okay? If I can be very frank, I'm also very nervous, right? Okay? All right? Okay. Anyway, okay. So the thing is this, okay? When we pray, what happens when we pray? Now, I like to talk to you a little bit about why we don't pray, okay? Before we say we pray, we need to just try to understand a bit whether each of us, do we pray or not? So I know that many of us are worried about praying, or we say that, you know, we will outsource praying to somebody else, right? Or we say that, you know, praying is a struggle, you know. I don't know about you, but I started off my journey that way, that I'm not so inclined to pray. I'm reluctant to pray, actually. And it's because for some of us, it may be, I rely on myself. Everything also go to God, ask God. You know, let me just sort it out first. Maybe option one, option two, you know, maybe I can go look for this person to help me and that person to help me. So we rely on ourselves. So maybe going to God, praying to God is at the bottom of the list, okay? I tick, then finally maybe I go to God, okay? Or maybe, you know, we have that experience where we say, I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to say to God. I don't know what is the next outcome of this whole thing. So we are ignorant. Okay? Even the disciples are the same. They even ask Jesus, teach us how to pray. So prayer really is something which is not so easy, okay, based on what we say. Praying can be very boring, okay? We pray, okay? I'm sure, okay, you all will have experienced this before too, okay, just like me. But when we pray, we are like, yeah, God, where are you? God, are you listening to me or not? Okay, oh, yo, no. Then while praying and talking to God, then the mind go, okay, hey, what shall I eat now after this? Huh? Yeah, after, okay, while you are sitting here, I'm sure some of you are thinking, hey, when is she going to finish, okay, so we can go for lunch, okay, all right. Or maybe, you know, you say, hey, you pray is so dull, lah, you know, and after praying, what happened? No answer. Okay, no answer. So what's the point of praying? Need to pray or not, okay? And some will say that prayer, no need, lah. God already know, okay? God is a mighty God. God already know. What's the point of praying? Pointless to pray. And then, of course, there is the unanswered prayer that I said. And we like to blame on this last one. The devil always, you know, is at work in our life. Every time I want to pray, you know, I just pray. And then my mind just go to sleep, okay? And every time when I want to just talk to God and all, you know, it seems like the devil is talking to me, okay? Okay, I'm supposed to forgive. Why should I forgive? You know, this person have done so much harm. I got the right to be angry with that person, all right? Yeah, the enemy will start to fill your mind and fill your mind. So make your choice, okay? Whether you want to listen to the voice of the enemy or you want to listen to the voice of the Spirit. But I give you a good news here, okay? Now, Jabez in the Bible tells us, okay, there's this guy called Jabez, okay? So the Bible tells us that among all the people in the Bible, among all his brothers, he's the most honorable, okay? Good, upright man like our Pastor Timothy. Okay, good, upright, you know, everything. Ngam, 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 ngam. Oh, good one, okay? But then the mother bore him in pain. So call him Jabez, right? So then he came to God and he said to God, this is my request, God. This is my petition. Bless me, God, okay? And then he said, extend my territory. And then he said, let your hand help me so that I will not be a pain. This is what Jabez prayed. And God granted his request. So if you think prayer doesn't matter, I want to tell you that prayer does matter. Yes, there is this King Hezekiah, we all know, okay? Those of us who have been a long time a Christian, we all know. He was stricken with sickness and was due to die, okay? He came before God, he prayed, he asked God, he pleaded before God, he put sackcloth upon himself. He really pleaded God, and God gave him an extension of 15 years in life. Then we have another one, Paul and Silas. They were in prison, okay? But while in prison, they were worshiping God. They were praying. They were just singing unto God. Then what happened? There was earthquake. The locks were shaken and were broken and the doors flung open. Why? There is power in prayer. Again, Elijah. The Bible says in James that Elijah is like us, having a nature like us, human nature. But then he prayed earnestly to God. He told God, God, let there be no rain. And there was no rain for 3 years and 6 months. Again, Elijah prayed. He said to God, let there be rain. The heavens opened, okay? The sky opened, the Bible say. And it watered the earth and it brought fruit. So, to me, prayer matters. Then you will say that, oh, Sophie, you have quoted all of this. It's all from the Old Testament. You know, it's in the Bible. You know, nowadays, you know, it is never that way. I want to tell you, it is very real too. Not too long ago, we have got this relative, okay? So he was just out, you know, starting off a career and all, and then he bought himself a small car. And then when he was, so he had a job at the Putra World Trade Center Exhibition Hall. So he drove there and he parked there and then, you know, he went to work, okay? So in the evening when the exhibition was over, so he went to collect his car, you know, to go home. Lo and behold, okay, the car was not there, was missing. So the first thought is that stolen the car. But it's a small car, you know, it's not like a BMW or a Volkswagen or, you know, it's a, you know, any of those precious cars. It's a small Viva car, you know, lost, okay. So anyway, he went round, he looked for the car, you know, he reported to the police and all. Past 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, nothing happened. Meanwhile, he has to travel to work by bus, okay. So call it carelessness or call it, you know, the work of God or the work of the enemy. Okay, we call it anything we like. So he had this bunch of keys and then he lost his bunch of keys to go to the office, to go back to his house. He lost his bunch of keys. Never rained but pours. Okay, so you can imagine, as a Christian, you know, with all of this thing, you ask God, where are you? God, why? Again and again, God. Be it my carelessness or God, but why, God? Why me? So never mind, he came, visited us on a Sunday. So he told us the whole story of it, okay? Then as people, normally when people come to you all and tell you all their problem, very easy answer, pray for you lah, okay? Let me pray lah. Sometimes people say, you only know how to pray, huh? All right, Sorry, my prayer powerful, okay? You know, you tell him, my prayer powerful. Okay, never mind. Okay, so we prayed. Seriously, we prayed with him, okay? To reveal before God, call upon God, you know, and just tell God, you know, really, God, you must come up and help us. So that was a Sunday. On Tuesday, he decided, okay, again, he go back to the bus depot there to check whether his bunch of keys has been found. And so the guy said, yeah. And he has been going before that to look for the keys, you know. And no key, okay. But on that Tuesday, he went, yeah, is this the bunch of keys that you are looking for? Yes, that's my key. One miracle, okay. On Thursday, he texts again to say that, hey, you know what happened? The car found. I said, where? Where was it found? Stolen now. Who stole it? Where was it? He said, no. Also around that area. Hey, I said, what happened to you? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you say, you look, you cannot find. Why? Your eyes closed by the... No. And then how? The car stolen or not? Broken in or not? No. Everything intact. Then you say, prayer matters or not? Okay, I leave it to you to think. So it seems like when we pray, coincidence happen. Oh. And then when we don't pray, how come no coincidence one? Eh? I leave it back to you all to think. Okay, to decide for yourself. Is it a coincidence? Or is it the work of God? That God is involved with each of us. And it matters to God that every time when you pray, God is involved with you. Because God's ears are not shut, okay? When you talk to God, when you pray to Him, His hands are not short. He reached out to you, He saved you. His ears are open, He hears you. Not like they say, you know, okay? You know, they say, there is this comment, they say, the woman speak 4 times more than the man, you know, okay? Say 4 times more. Men speak 10,000. The women speak 4 times, 40,000. You all heard about this comment before or not? God, not. Okay. So we all women feel very guilty. After I must talk, you know. But actually, I want to give you another side of the story as a woman, right? It's this. Whenever we talk to, say like our husband, many of you, we talk to husband. Hey, dear, this. I don't know whether you all experienced before or not. When you talk the first time, no response one. Happened to y'all or not? Then you say again, you repeat. Okay, now you repeat. Then he say, huh? Then you got to repeat again, all right? And then blur a bit. Then you got to repeat again and again, okay? Goes the fourth time, okay? So by the time he fully understand what you say, it's already 4 times, 5 times more time than they speak. So it's justifiable for us women to speak that many more words, you know, compared to men, all right? But, okay, the point is this. Hey, Sufi, why are you bringing this illustration? You know, okay, guys, I say, why you cut to us, all right? No, the thing is that when we speak to God, when we tell God, God's ears are not shut. Immediately, He hears us. Even those words that are unspoken, God hears us. And God already know because He is with us, all right? Okay, I'm a little bit naughty here. But again here, I said, if prayer, okay, it says here, okay, this next one, okay, this one is interesting. If God does not change one, okay, please know this. Let's not think that every time we pray, we change God, okay, and change the mind of God. Prayer does not change God, but it changes our circumstances. And if it does not change our circumstances, God will change you and I, right? We can be critical, full of judgment, you know, full of envy maybe, you know, full of just contention and all. But when we pray, God can change us. And that is the ultimate because what? Then God will want us to conform us to His will because ultimately, His will is the best will, never our will. Our will has been processed by our emotions, by the way we think, you know, by the way we look and we judge through our senses and all. But God will conform us to His plan and His purpose. And that will be the ultimate, right? Now, I say this earlier in the part of the sharing that we don't know what to pray. We don't know how to pray. Are we praying on the right track? Are we saying the right thing to God? You know. But then the thing is this, God say, the Holy Spirit is our helper. And where does it say it's here? It says in John. And Jesus said to the disciple before He left, He says, I will pray to the Father. I will tell God the Father. And He will give you another helper. The first helper is Jesus Himself because when He walked the earth, He was a helper to the disciples. But then He said, I will give you another helper. And where will the helper be? He may abide with us. Okay, now I'm coming to this point where We are all spiritual beings. Why do I say that? All right, moving on. Okay. So the helper, who is this helper? The helper is the Holy Spirit. And the helper, the Holy Spirit that the Father will send in my name, Jesus say, that he will teach us all things. Okay. Ever wonder not there are sometimes that, you know, you are blank. Suddenly, you know, there is some kind of enlightenment, okay? It's the Holy Spirit that is teaching you and revealing things to you. And that's what says in John. Okay, moving on now. This Spirit is a precious Holy Spirit, right? And, you know, when we accept Christ, what happened? When we invite Jesus into our heart, what happened? The Holy Spirit comes into us. And the Bible says here in 1 Corinthians, he says that he who does, when we invite Jesus, Jesus comes into us. And he says that he who is joined to the Lord is in one spirit with him. Therefore, the Spirit of God is in us and we are a spirit being. Okay. Why do I say that we are a spirit being? You know, in the beginning of time, when God created Adam and Eve, it is for relationship. He came to the garden looking for Adam and Eve. Where are you? The ultimate thing, the core of it is because God is a relational God. And God wants to have relationship with each of us. And so when the helper comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, he abides in you. He's in you. He dwells in you. Ever experienced before that you come to church and there is a worship going on? And suddenly you start to tear. And you wonder, hey, why am I crying? Huh? You know, what is happening to me? And you feel like as if you cannot stop. And it just goes on. Why? It's the Spirit of God that is in you, that is being touched, relating to God, reaching out to God. Because it says that the Spirit of God is dwelling in us. So I want to challenge you all to know this, okay? I'm trying to establish this point here. That know this, that the Spirit of God is in each of us. But know this, that the Spirit and the flesh are always contending. You have heard this sharing before. We are a spirit being. I said, God has created us in his image. His image is a spiritual image. So we are a spiritual being. I'm a spirit man. But I have a soul, okay? This soul is the mind, the will, you know, the senses, you know, that affects my emotions and all. That is my soul. But my spirit and my soul lives in the flesh, in the body. So I've got a body. And this body is always fighting against the spirit. The things that I ought to do, I do not. The things that I should do, I do not. The things that I ought not to do, I do. Because the spirit and the flesh are always in contention with each other. But I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is here to help us while we are just trying, you know, to live in the spirit. You know, for those of us who know Christ, we may backslide, all right? But somehow there's always that deep tugging in us to come back to God. Come back to God, okay? Yes, I know when we come back to God, 5 minutes already, then we fall asleep or, you know, we go astray again because, you know, there's always the fighting that's going on. But again, even as the Spirit of God is always working in us, know this, you know, that one day the flesh will go back to where it came from. It will return. I always like to say this, that you know, when we are in this ministry, our aspiration, our passion is really to get people involved, you know, with the spiritual things, you know, get people, you know, to believe in God, contend for miracle, you know, to live in the supernatural. Okay, we always there. So that is our aspiration. But we would inspire people, come on, pray, come on, you know, before we expire. Yes. You aspire, inspire, expire. And the expiration date is something you cannot avoid, okay? Every year, we are growing older, okay? I told you, 30 years ago we came. Today, we are 30 years already. Maybe got another 30 years, hopefully, okay? Yeah, yeah. So this is the process you cannot deny. So one day, the flesh will perish, the body will perish. The soul too will leave you. Can you imagine, they say, you go to heaven, you still feel angry with these people, you cannot forgive them. Can you imagine? You go to heaven, you still have that soulish kind of thinking? No, that would also go. Leaving behind your spirit. And that's originally where we started from. That is the spirit man that God has intended for us. That's why we say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are on earth now, yes. But we are journeying towards heaven. We are just moving on towards where God has destined us to be, right? So I covered a little bit here about how we would always longeth for God. Okay, like the psalmist say, as the deer panteth for the water, you know, my soul longs for you. That is the spirit man in all of us. The spirit man is always longing after God, just desiring for God. That is our spirit man. And if you look at yourself clearly, yes, that spirit man actually is always urging us to come before God, okay? And so then, that's why the Bible says that, you know, when the Spirit of God is in you, out of your innermost being flows the river of living water. See, you can see? So, I mean, here I'm just trying to help us to just align ourselves with the knowledge of knowing that, hey, we are our spiritual being. And that's where I want to bring you to next. That when we pray, all right, okay, this is another scripture. It says that, you know, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God dwells in you. And now I want to bring you to this part that, as much as I've told you about the Spirit and all, now comes the praying in the Spirit. So what do I mean when I say, let's pray in the Spirit? What does it mean? Okay, and Ephesians says here that we pray in the Spirit. Okay, is it ever mentioned in the Bible that we should pray in the Spirit? And where does it mention? And what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? Let's pray only lah. Why pray in the Spirit? Why does Paul, you know, distinctly say pray in the Spirit? Okay, he says in Ephesians here, and we pray in the Spirit on all occasion. Okay, whether you have an occasion where you're feeling down and out and disappointed and angry, you pray, okay, to God. Right? Or you have an occasion where, you know, you feel that you are feeling, you know, that it's beyond you and there is a financial crisis, there is at a crossroad where you need to change job, you pray. Pray on all occasion with all kinds of prayer, okay, and requests. Having this in mind, okay, that as you pray, we pray for God's people. Okay, so that's this place where it says that we pray in the Spirit. Okay, next. And then, okay, now I want to introduce you. Okay, when you say pray in the Spirit now, many of you may ask, or many of you already know. Is it? So what does it mean? Okay, so how? So what? What? Pray in the Spirit, right? Paul says that when you pray in the Spirit, when you pray in the Spirit, I would really equate praying in the Spirit meaning praying in tongues. And I have enjoyed praying in tongues, and I've seen how God works so powerfully when it comes to praying in tongues. And so it says here, Paul says that, for one who speaks in tongues speaks not to men, but he speaks to God. For no one understands. So when you speak in tongue, no one understands you. Okay, you go, nobody understands you, but you are speaking to God. But then, in that speaking in tongues, he is speaking in mysteries. Mystery means things that you don't know, you don't understand, you cannot equate, doesn't make sense. Okay, that is mystery. And then, but then Paul say again, but if I pray in tongues, my spirit pray. Okay, remember I was telling you that the Spirit of God dwells in you, and the Spirit of God and you are in a one, it's joined together, it's one. Yes. So when you pray in tongue, it is your spirit that prays. It is your spirit that prays, but the understanding is unfruitful. You cannot understand what you pray, because whatever you pray in the spirit bypass the mind and goes straight to God. Imagine, every time when you pray, it goes to the mind will filter, the mind will give you all kinds of excuses, give you all kinds of reasons, don't pray lah, no need to pray lah, you know, it's useless lah. The mind will process and tell you that. But then with praying in tongues, don't need to go through the mind. It goes straight to the throne of God, grace and mercy. And it says, but I will still pray with understanding. I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding. Somebody comes to the altar requesting for prayer. I pray in tongues, there is no understanding. There is nothing the person will receive. But when I pray with understanding, the person feels encouraged. He knows, okay? And at the same time, the Holy Spirit is downloading unto you as you pray for people, okay? So it is such an important avenue for us to really reach God, that as you pray in tongues, you are really praying a heavenly perspective over the situation. You are praying something that is according to the plan of God. There is this story which was really a reference book for us when we did the School of Empowerment, where we pray in the Spirit. And this author is Dave Robertson, not someone that is in the 19th century, 18 something something, no. Okay, he only recently, year 2022, passed away. What happened to him was that when he became a believer in a Pentecostal setup, so Pentecostal believe in praying in tongues. And so what happened that after he accepted Christ, his life was no different, okay? It was much the same, and he was still living his old way, and he felt defeated, and he felt very disappointed with himself that, you know, how come there is no change in him? So he was like living for a number of years in and out, you know, sometimes going to church, fall asleep, you know, going back to drinking and things like that. So then there was one day God gave him a vision or a dream. And in a dream, he was in an auditorium, and he was sitting among the people there, and he saw there were many wheelchairs in front near the altar. And then the associate, there was a wonderful worship and all, he said. And after the worship, he was, the associate pastor introduced the speaker. And he felt so in his spirit that it is him in the vision and in the dream, okay? He felt that it is him, that the associate pastor is going to call him. But the associate pastor did not, okay? The curtain turned, you know, and one lady came forward. And in that dream, in that vision, he said that after the service was over, many that were on the wheelchair, you know, got healed, and then they were walking, and there was a huge anointing, you know, in that place. And then what happened was that everybody left, and he was left with the speaker, who was then a lady, okay? And the speaker said to him, "God called me because the man didn't turn up." Okay, so he felt, okay, man, nobody, not talking about you, okay? So then he felt in his spirit that God wants him, okay? And so he got up, you know, after he woke up from the vision or the dream there, and then he told God, "God, I want to serve you." And then you know what happened, what he did? So he was having a secular job, 8 hours of work a day. And when he made the commitment to tell God that he wanted to serve God, he took the 8 hours of work a day to pray. And so he got a prayer closet, and he would pray with understanding, pray, you know, with the spoken English language, and he would pray. And he said he would cover everything, you know, from the missionary to his home, you know, to his members, and he would just cover everything, you know. And at the end of it, when he checked his clock, you know, it was just 10 minutes has passed. Okay, that one we can all relate, all right? We think that when we pray so long, so much, so, wow, so powerful, and all that, we look, ayo, 5 minutes or there, you know, okay. Okay, so I don't know whether it's for you or not. It happens to me, all right? So, okay, then he said to God, if I pray in a language that I can understand, wow, there are so many things that I don't know how to pray, huh? It's so limited, okay? We all know that when we pray, we are limited. That's as much as our mind can tell us how to pray, lah. So then he said that, okay, since I'm Pentecostal, I pray in tongues, huh? So he went on, he prayed in tongues, okay? He took the 8 hours to pray in tongue. So when you pray in tongue, like I said, there is no understanding. He went to a point where he was counting, you know, the tiles on the carpet. Because when you pray, you've got no understanding, you're just praying in tongues. He can't even know, you know, there were cockroach, you know, lying there. And then the carpet has got some stains. And all. He can't even memorize that because 8 hours a day he prayed. And he prayed for 3 months. Very good perseverance and strong motivation. Okay, I still don't know whether I can do that or not. So anyway, then at the end of the 3 months, then he was invited to go for a church meeting, okay? So when he went, he was late, right? Like many of us, you know, he arrived late. And when he took the seat, there was an elderly lady that was seated next, okay? Elderly, according to him, so when we are young, everybody older than us, we call them elderly. But actually, when we are elderly, then we don't think we're elderly. We think that, hey, I'm not elderly, I'm still okay? So he said that, you know, there was this elderly lady seated next to him. So he looked. And then suddenly, because the preaching was boring, you know, like me now, like that, you know, so boring. So the mind goes switched off already. So then he looked at the lady, and then he suddenly saw this X-ray film suspended between him and the lady, okay? So he was thinking, it must have been very real. And the X-ray, those of us, you know, very familiar with visiting doctors and all, know how to read the X-ray films and all. So it was the hip joint. It was the hip joint. And then he looked at it. So the hip joint looks a little bit out of order, okay, not in place, okay. So then he looked around to see whether anybody see what he saw, but nobody paid notice, okay. That means not visible to other eyes. Nah. Then he looked again and he told the lady and said that you have got problem with your... And the lady stared at him, okay, thinking that, hey, what are you talking about? And then suddenly the thought that popped into his mind was arthritis. So he told the lady, "You got arthritis." And the lady, of course, was amazed at him. And then the next thing he said, "Can I pray for you?" And the lady said, "Of course." Okay. So he prayed. Okay. At that point, just like what Pastor Philip Lin said, you think pray can or not? Okay. So the same thing went through his mind. So when he prayed, scared. What if after prayer, nothing happened? Okay. Face also, jatuh eh, you know. So anyway, he said, he just going to trust God. So he closed his eyes tight and he prayed, okay. Suddenly there was a huge commotion. He opened his eyes. The lady shouted and said, I'm healed. Okay. Stop there. What happened? The 3 months that he has been praying in tongue, he has been communicating with God. And God is establishing his plan and his purpose through this man. Storing up all that what God wants to do already, preparing him already. And the time when it happened, it just flowed out of him. Just begin. And from then on, okay, the rest of it is history. That there were miracles upon miracles. Why? There was a point that he prayed. Praying, communicating with God, not in a natural way, not in a way that he knows how, but allowing the Spirit of God to take over, allowing the Spirit of God to just have his way in his life. And that's where we go on to the next slide. Okay. The next slide says that God knows our deepest thought. It's the deep calling out to the deep. The spirit is deep. The spirit is covered by the soul. The soul is covered by the body. It's the deep calling out to the deep. Okay. Even the thoughts that we can't put into words, God knows. Because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of life and truth. Next. Now, this is the key word that we all want you all to take home. We all have challenges in our life. As much as I've shared with you and all, I'm not undermining the struggles, the different things that we all go through, okay? But Romans 8:26 tells us this, that in the same way, okay, before this, okay, why did Paul starts with in the same way? Because before that, Paul was talking about we live a life that is spirit-filled. We live a life that is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in us. Okay? Paul was talking about, and then he said, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. I acknowledge we have got challenges which involve our health beyond us. And the more facts we know, the more things we know about our condition, our faith gets shaken because the things of the world is always contrary to the things of God. Okay? But then the verse says here, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. You don't know how to pray. You don't know what to say. The Spirit helps us. How? We do not know how to pray, it says. But the Spirit intercedes for us with groaning that we cannot utter, that we even cannot express. We don't know how to say. But the Spirit of God that is in you will do. Intercede means stand in a gap for you, praying on your behalf, that is interceding. And then, but the Spirit is even more wonderful. He searched the heart. Sometimes our heart can be deceitful. We don't even know what our heart actually want. Experience before? We think we want. Actually, that's not what we want. We say this, but actually we mean another thing. Because we don't know what we want. But the Spirit who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit. The Spirit knows exactly what is good for you. What is the perfect plan for you? The Spirit knows. And what does the Spirit do? The Spirit intercedes to God according to God's will and plan for your purpose. So we just have this great partnership with the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is so involved with us if we allow the Spirit to take charge. Most of the time, we don't. The Spirit urges us to do certain things, we go the other way very often. But bear in mind, the Holy Spirit is here to help us. The Holy Spirit is here to enable us to experience the goodness of God because God is beyond medical science, beyond, you know, all the explanation, beyond all the plans and the options. God is beyond that because He's our Creator. And so, when we pray in the Spirit, okay, this is one point where I thought I overlook. You know, when we pray in the Spirit, notice what happens. That, you know, God is building us up. When we pray, God is interceding for us. Holy Spirit is interceding for us, like I said. Changing circumstances, heart and mind to conform to the will of God. For His purpose, not mine. Creating opportunities and granting us favor. Holy Spirit intercedes for us. He teaches us a lot of time. We want to think our way is the best way. You know, we think that, well, you know, I am good enough. You know, why do I need We'll think that our plan is the best plan. Holy Spirit, we want to just drop nuggets into your mind to let you know there are better ways. A lot of time when we pray, we started off from a place which we think is the best way. We pray. But you know, many times, by the time we end, it is a totally different destination from where we started. And a lot of time, it's a best or better destination. Here, I want to just tell you all a short story, okay? You know, my children will always tell me, hey, mommy, when you share, please don't use us as illustration, okay? No. So I have been quite good for many years. I never used, you know, but today I want to use again because it is it's really real, okay? So I talked about, you know, our two doctors at home. I talk about this fintech lady in our house, okay? So some years ago, she was in the U.S. studying for many years, and then she has to come back because the visa quit on her, you know, so she has to come back. And when she came back, she already was not so young, after working some time in the U.S. And then, so as a mom, I told her, okay, give me your resume. I tried to, you know, connect with some of the people I know, those recruiters and all, you know, for a job for you. And then, so she gave. So, but then, of course, very disappointed, number one, that I have got to come back. Number two, got no job, okay? Number three, maybe have to live with the parents, you know, and have got to listen to all their, you know, all their comments and all, okay? Parents, okay? So all these things is happening, underlying, okay? So never mind, okay? What I'm trying to say here is that when she returned back, okay, she had very little experience. The experience that she had was not very relevant to what she was aspiring for. So then, after being back for a few weeks, so our neighbor, our Sean neighbor, popped a question to her, hey, you working? She said, oh no, looking for a job. He said, oh, give me your resume. Okay, so gave the resume. And then just within a week, she arranged for an interview for her. And then matter of days, she was offered a job. And knowing that herself, she didn't really have much to shout about. Okay, she didn't ask for a very decent salary. Okay, maybe to her, it was okay, enough. But God knows more than that, okay? So here's where I want to tell you that, you know, God is already at work in her life. So for those of us who are parents, even as you just plow prayers into the lives of your children or into your spouses and onto your future, know this one thing. Know this, okay? This auntie have really seen how God has been so good, okay? You, as you plow and plow, it's never wasted. God is like containing, collecting all your prayer and intercession with the Holy Spirit. Collecting it all, ready to deploy. Like I said earlier, you know, God is just wanting to deploy it at the right time. Okay, this is the last part. You know, where God is just collecting it all, creating the circumstances and the environment ready for Him to just roll it out, you know. So our daughter came back, okay, know nothing about tech, nothing, zero, okay. The company employed her, gave her a salary which is a little bit equivalent to the US dollars that she was getting over there. Okay, you never imagine. Okay, we were thinking maybe a few thousand ringgit, you know. But then she worked for 2 years, 3 years. She got an offer subsequent to the, during the MCO, she got an offer from Japan. And then later she landed in a job with Singapore. So what I'm trying to tell you, nothing about ourselves, nothing about how great we are. But it's all about what God can do for you all. That even as you pray, even as you intercede for your children or whatever situation that you maybe know, this prayer matters. And God is at work. You may not see. You may not understand. You may not even, you know, have that, you know, inclination. You know, but know this, please, know this, that God is mindful of us. And God is at work. So what the Holy Spirit does, He intercedes for us. So that time when we were interceding for our children, the Holy Spirit is also combined with us, partnering with us, interceding, you know, for us in a way which maybe not the way that we want, but the way that will fulfill the plan and the purpose of God for them. And that is most important. Where else would you want to be than in the center of God's will, rather than be in some other's will, you know, and get thrown all over the place, okay? Then He teaches us, when we are full of unforgiveness, He teaches to let go. He teaches us to live according to the perspective of God, the plans of God, the heavenly perspective. He aids us, right? I'll give you another story. Okay, never mind. Forget about the time. Okay. No, You know, he hates us, you know, seriously. Because you know why? There was one time this lady had a third eye, you know, he could see, you know, things that I think some of y'all may have heard of, this kind of, you know, experience that some people has, especially when you come from a home where they practice, you know, all the occult practice, you know, medium and things like that. And so she came for prayer. So then she was reluctant, okay? She was like, you know, looking at us, staggering, you know, dagger eyes at us, you know. So we tried to talk to her that don't seem to go in at all. But anyway, so we just took time to pray for her and just believe for her. And then thinking that physically when we look, yeah, I think not getting anywhere, lah, you know, because she's like, you know, looking here, looking there, you know, very not interested in whatever we are doing. But then, we all are very physical beings. We all always get very affected by how people respond to us, the body language, we all get affected, okay? At least I am, okay? So anyway, then we pray. Then after that, ask her how she is. She said, okay lah, you know, I feel better. They always have to tell you they feel better so that they don't pass say to you, ma. They say, okay, better. So they go. So the next morning, okay, so if some of you all notice, we all also stand at the front there, kipo, kipo, you know, look at people and all. So then there was this lady that come and then she said, hey, hi, Auntie Sophie. Then I said, hi. First time in church, you know? She said, no. She said, yeah, first time in church. Then she said, Nipulansuwa, you don't recognize me? I said, no, don't recognize you. She said, I came for prayer yesterday. Oh, yeah, ka? Why? Why I couldn't recognize? She was looking so different, you know? Before she came, she was like having bad dreams, attack, cannot sleep, meeting accident. That was how she shared with us. She said, last night was sweet out sing sing. I slept until very, very good. See, today I feel so fresh. I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit aids us. Do we know what we are doing? Don't know. Just do what we think we know how to do. But the Holy Spirit aids us, okay? The Holy Spirit fights the enemies for us. He strengthens us. He empowers us. That even at one point she said, that, you know, later she sent her testimony. She said that while we were praying, she saw this, you know, long hair, long finger lady just behind us, you know, wanting to just choke us and wanting to just attack us. She says she saw, okay, because she got third eye, you know. But then we didn't feel anything. Why? Because we are protected by God. God is with us, okay. And he protects us, you know. I want to share a very short sharing here about, you know, our brother David. He said that some years ago, they were traveling from Kelantan to Genting for holiday, okay. And they were in a van, okay, 11 members in the van, okay. So those van, not very strong, but with 11 people, you can imagine the van very heavy. So anyway, so there was this stretch of road that were under some repairs, okay. And so the cones were already there, show that, you know, this part of the road cannot jalan one, you know. And so then the driver of the van felt that, hey, can clear, okay, can clear, able to clear. But lo and behold, you know, there was a bus coming in the opposite direction. So you can imagine, okay, you're halfway through, you floor the accelerator, you know, but you just, Why? Your van so full, you know, and the bus is coming, full speed, you know, coming, you know, right? So our brother David say what? He called, Jesus, you know, receive us. Already she determined that they want to go. Jesus, receive us. But they say that, suddenly, okay, the driver of the van swerved to the side and the bus went by. They said they felt that the van was lifted, you know, to the side and allowed. I tell you, when you call the name of Jesus, he protects us. Right, I want to just close. Okay, actually, I've got another story, but I won't share it. Because, that's the problem, you know, old auntie shared. Okay, Hannah was just the same. Okay, but anyway, I won't share. So I want to say that the power of prayer is not dependent on your determination. A lot of time we say, you must have this, you must have that, you know, you must pray more. We say that, I think we should. Okay, if you don't pray at all and then you expect God to work, okay, that is also not right. Okay, but really, really, even as we pray, we bring our requests to God, okay? It's not by our might. It's not by our power. It's by His Spirit. And most of all, it lies in the Holy Spirit. I shared with you already that even as you pray in tongues, powerful things happen. You may not know. You may not understand. But the God that we believe in, a mighty God, is at work. I want to urge you in closing. If you are not practicing speaking in tongues, or you have got your, maybe, you know, thoughts about praying in tongues, okay, which I don't deny that, you know, we would have thoughts like that. But if you would just hunger and thirst for the Spirit of God, God will take over your life. Seriously, I tell you, I've yet to see the dead rise from, I mean, people rising from the dead. Okay, I've yet to see. Okay, so if you challenge me and say, you see before me, you got raised the dead man, you know, then I want to say that I have not. But it is enough for me to know that our God is a God that is a powerful God. From this journey that I have with Him in seeing how so many lives were just touched and been changed by God. And that is something which I want to also urge you all, that you take praying in the Spirit seriously. In the case of, you know, the one last story I wanted to share, in the case of Hannah. Hannah is one that is in the Old Testament, that she wanted so much to have a child. And she was mocked by the other wife of her husband, Elkanah, the husband, that all barren, cursed by God, you know, ridiculed, you know, and given a lot of negative comments about her. You can imagine, if you are constantly ridiculed, you ask God, God, where are you? Why, God, you are not helping me? Okay. And the thing is this, every time he came, he prayed, he called before God. It was not just one session and it was done. No. She came, prayed. Festival after festival, the Passover festival, year after year, she came, she prayed. And this particular time recorded in the Bible, that she cried out to God, worthless word, you know. And she was looked upon as someone that has drunk a lot of liquor and was drunk. But no, she said, I was calling out to God. God heard her, gave her Samuel. Samuel became a huge prophet, served two kings, greatly used by God, because her will was merged with the will of God. God's plan was rolled out in her life. Same for all of you, because our God never changed. He is the same yesterday, then, and today. You need to step out and experience Him. Yes, I know there are times when things didn't happen according to how we have prayed and asked God. Maybe that's not what is the best for you, because God's plans for you are always the best ever plan. So I just want to close in prayer. I want you all to just close your eyes and call out to God on your own as well, desiring to live a life that is Spirit-filled, a life that is not mundane, controlled by the world, controlled by your understanding, but a life that is led by the Spirit. A Spirit-led life is a life that is the ultimate that God wants for us. So, Father, I thank you for my brothers and my sisters. God, I thank you, God, Lord, for I know, God, they are very present here. It's because their spirit longeth after you, Lord. And God, there is just that deep desire in all of them of wanting, oh God, to have more of you. That we can say, Lord, more of you and less of us. That you would increase and that we will decrease, God. That, Lord, ultimately, oh God, like our spirit that lives, oh God, Lord, will live in eternally, in eternity with you, Lord. So I pray today, God, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who have yet to experience, oh God, Lord, the journey, oh God, of having a Spirit-filled life, God, that Spirit is so involved with them, oh God, Lord. And the Spirit, oh God, Lord, would just constantly, oh God, Lord, be that partner, oh God, Lord, downloading your thoughts to them, oh God, Lord, enabling them, oh God, Lord, to live a life of fullness, God, Lord, as your word has said, God. Father, I pray, God, that you would just cause, oh God, Lord, our hearts and our desire, God, Lord, to be so in tune, so aligned with you, God, that we say, God, it is you that liveth in us. And it's no longer I that liveth, but you that liveth in us, God. I pray, Holy Spirit, Lord, you come, you flood, oh God, Lord, the hearts and the minds, oh God, Lord, of my brothers and sisters here in this auditorium. Holy Spirit, you come, oh God, Lord, and let them, oh God, Lord, have just fresh encounter with you, God. Not encountered in the past, oh God, that are referenced, oh God, Lord, for them, but fresh new encounters, oh God, Lord, to let them see, God, that you are always present, and God, and God, you are always here with them. That every time when they call upon your name, every time when they reach out to you, God, your ears are are not shut, your hands are not short. But God, Lord, that you are here, oh God, Lord, for us, oh God, Lord, as your word say, never against us, but for us, Lord. So I ask God, Lord, let your blessing follow my brothers and sisters, oh God, Lord, that they will always, oh God, enjoy the fullness of life in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.